to blow the horn or not blow the horn? That's one question for today. Jesus says, do not blow a horn to announce and draw attention to yourself when you give alms. But Joel says, blow the trumpet in Zion. And I'm pretty sure a trumpet is a horn, yes? What's the difference? Jesus is speaking against drawing attention to ourselves, to puff ourselves up, for people to congratulate us for our good works. Joel is calling for us to toot God's horn, to announce that as bad as things are, God is still God, and God will meet us where we are, if only we will receive God's help and follow God's word. So don't blow a horn for yourself. Do blow a horn to announce the ongoing presence and goodness of God. Every year, even though we have a three-year cycle, every year we on Ash Wednesday have these readings. This year, our gospel companion is Mark, and yet here on Ash Wednesday, just like the other 2 years, our gospel comes from Luke. In our public worship in the Episcopal Church, we use the New Revised Standard Version of the Holy Scripture. Last May, the New Revised Standard Version updated edition, that's the NRSVUE, was released. And in that translation, much to the appreciation of many biblical scholars, the word that in what we've just read together is translated piety is now again, as previously, translated into English as, do you know, righteousness. We have a hard time with piety as a word in general. We often confuse true piety with that which isn't really piety, which is piosity, and that's what Jesus is warning about, doing stuff so to be seen by others. True piety, though, is perhaps better translated and is, again, in the updated edition translated righteousness, not self-righteousness. Righteousness, which literally means in a proper alignment, so as rightly relating to God, to others, to creation, to self. Right alignment. So I hinted at this on Sunday, and I'll say it again today. One way to think about this season of Lent is not so much as 40 days plus Sundays when we should feel bad about ourselves, but as 40 days plus Sundays of spiritual chiropractic. What in your life needs adjusting? What in your life has become kinked up and needs to get straightened out? You know that delightful feeling when finally, doesn't it feel so good? We often, in our old-fashioned language at the beginning of this liturgy, kind of carries over this idea that, and now it's Lent. Sort of an Eeyore kind of situation. But really, though we admit our shortcomings, our failings, our many, many sins, how we miss the mark, how we don't fulfill what we should do and how we do what we shouldn't do, thought, word, and deed. Yes, all of that is true. And Lent, traditionally, is a time of preparation for Easter, yes, but not a hangdog time of preparation for Easter, but rather a time to reconsider what's gotten out of whack since this time last year, and what do we need to recommit to, and what are we being called to in this round that we weren't even aware of last time around. There's always something new for us to take up, and there are always good things that are not new to us that we are called to continue, but we're not called to live our entire lives doing exactly the same things. Always. Has anybody here ever had more than one job? Right? We move through seasons and phases of our lives. And the Spirit is beckoning us forward always into God's future. So what might need aligning, realigning in your life? When we think about righteousness as right relating, we remember also that we always, every year on Ash Wednesday, have this gospel from Luke. And the emphasis in Luke, what the gospel of Luke is really about when it talks about righteousness, is mercy. That right relating involves demonstration of mercy. In the Hebrew, hesed, which means so much. It means mercy, it means compassion, it means loving kindness. So I want to invite you to spend this season of Lent as you discern what in particular God might be calling you to, and focus much more on whether you will give up something that you enjoy, focus much less on that, and focus more on how might you be of loving service in this season? How might you double down on love? And how might these ashes that are going to be imposed on your forehead in a few minutes become a sign to you and to others that you intend to take up service, to take up a kind of cross, to take up carrying something important through this season and to share with the world? How can we show mercy on this world? You can probably think of a lot of things. You're probably doing a number of things. And we have some particular ways here at St. Paul's that we are going to show mercy in this season. The parish-wide thing that we are doing, actually there are a couple things. One is an ABC sale, which generates income, and every penny of which goes to support Good Samaritan Episcopal School in Bondo, Haiti. At this time, this is a diocesan-wide project called the South Florida Haiti Project. And all of us across the Diocese of Southeast Florida combine efforts and revenue to support this one school and church. We support those students, those teachers, those staff members, and their families in that community. And right now, we can't get into Haiti. Some of you have probably been on trips to Haiti over the years. We can't get in there right now. It's much too dangerous for us to go, but it's dangerous for them to be there. And through this project, we're able to still help get foodstuffs and medicines and other supplies which are needed to the school, to the students and their families, including making sure that they have something to eat. So that's the ABC sale. You can come and purchase whatever looks good to you, or just make a donation. That sale is on February 24th. The other thing we're doing as a parish is in collaboration with Trinity Cathedral in Miami. We're calling it Lenten Love Across the Straits. And for this season, starting today, all the offerings today, monetary, will go to this purpose. So your Lenten alms on Ash Wednesday will go toward the purchase of foodstuffs and vitamins that are needed desperately in Cuba. Trinity Cathedral is doing the same. And Easter week, the week following Easter Day, three of us will deliver all the foodstuffs and vitamins that we have collected in the two parishes and take them to our siblings in Christ in Cuba, specifically to the cathedral in Havana, our Episcopal cathedral there, where they'll be distributed to people who desperately need them. Those are two things that are helping people who aren't here but who aren't that far away. It's not that far to Haiti. It's not that far to Cuba. In fact, we're closer to Cuba than a Costco. So how can we have an impact not so far away? And how can we have an impact locally? I'm glad you asked. There's a diaper drive going on throughout the month of February. There's a box in the back where you can purchase diapers for babies and place those in the box, and those are retrieved every couple of days. You can also contribute food to Loaves and Fishes Food Pantry, and you can also volunteer or support financially Loads of Love, our parish laundry ministry. So we're thinking and acting locally, and we're thinking and acting globally, at least in our part of the Caribbean. world and globe. You might not like any of those ideas, and that's okay, but think about something that you will do and take up this Lent to demonstrate to yourself, not in a big showy way, but to let God see your righteousness, which we have thanks to the life, death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus the Christ. How will you double down on love in this season? And how will you express loving service to those nearby and those a little farther away? Let's be the people who blow God's horn, not our own. Amen.